3614, Regulations. The Secretary shall, in consultation with the Secretary of Labor, prescribe regulations to implement this subtitle and to develop policies and procedures to enforce the provisions of this subtitle. Subtitle G, Interior Enforcement. Sec 3701, Criminal Street Gangs, Inadmissibility. Section 212A2, 8 U.S.C. 1182A2 is amended by inserting a first subparagraph I, the following. J. Aliens in criminal street gangs. I. In general, any alien is inadmissible. I. Who has been convicted of an offense for which an element was active participation in a criminal street gang as defined in Section 521A of Title 18, United States Code, and alien. Acknowledge that the GANGS members engaged in or have engaged in a continuing series of offenses described in Section 521C of Title 18, United States Code, and B. acted with the intention to promote or further the felonious activities of the criminal street gang or maintain or increase his or her position in the gang, or II. Subject to Clause E, who is 18 years of age or older, who is physically present outside the United States, whom the Secretary determines by clear and convincing evidence based upon law enforcement information deemed credible by the Secretary, has, since the age of 18, knowingly and willingly participated in a criminal street gang with knowledge that such participation promoted or furthered illegal activity of the gang. A. Waiver. The Secretary may waive Clause III if the alien has renounced all association with the criminal street gang, is otherwise admissible, and is not a threat to the security of the United States. B. Grounds for deportation. Section 237A2, 8 U.S.C. 1227A2 is amended by adding, at the end, the following. G. Aliens associated with criminal street gangs. Any alien is removable who has been convicted of an offense for which an element was active participation in a criminal street gang as defined in Section 521A of Title 18, United States Code, and alien. I. Acknowledge that the GANGS members engaged in or have engaged in a continuing series of offenses described in Section 521C of Title 18, United States Code, and A. acted with the intention to promote or further the felonious activities, the criminal street gang, or increase his or her position in such gang. C. Ground of ineligibility for registered provisional immigrant status. 1. In general, an alien who is 18 years of age or older is ineligible for registered provisional immigrant status if the Secretary determines that the alien has been convicted of an offense for which an element was active participation in a criminal street gang as defined in Section 521A of Title 18, United States Code, and alien. I acknowledge that the GANGS members engaged in or have engaged in a continuing series of offenses described in Section 521C of Title 18, United States Code, and A. acted with the intention to promote or further the felonious activities of the criminal street gang or maintain or increase his or her position in such gang, or B. subject to paragraph 2, any alien who is 18 years of age or older whom the Secretary determines by clear and convincing evidence based upon law enforcement information deemed credible by the Secretary, has, since the age of 18, knowingly and willingly participated in a such gang with knowledge that such participation promoted or furthered illegal activity of such gang. 2. Waiver. The Secretary may waive the application of paragraph 1b if the alien has renounced all association with the criminal street gang, is otherwise admissible, and is not a threat to the security of the United States. Sec 3702. Banning habitual drunk drivers from the United States. The grounds for inadmissibility. Section 212A2, 8 U.S.C. 1182A2, as amended by Section 3701A, is further amended. 1. By redesignating subparagraph F as subparagraph L, and 2. By inserting after subparagraph E the following. F. Habitual drunk drivers. An alien convicted of 3 or more offenses for driving under the influence or driving while intoxicated on separate dates is inadmissible. B. Grounds for deportation. Section 237A2, 8 U.S.C. 1227A2, as amended by Section 3701B, is further amended by adding at the end the following. H. Habitual drunk drivers. An alien convicted of 3 or more offenses for driving under influence or driving while intoxicated, at least one of which occurred after the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act, is deportable. C. In general. 1. Aggravated felony. Section 101A43F, 8 U.S.C. 1101A43F is amended by striking for which the term of imprisonment and inserting, including a third drunk driving conviction, for which the term of imprisonment is 2. Effective date and application. A. Effective date. The amendment made by paragraph 1 shall take effect on the date of enactment of this act. B. Application. In general, except as provided in subparagraph E, the amendment made by paragraph 1 shall apply to conviction for drunk driving that occurred before on or after such date of enactment. A. 2 or more prior convictions. An alien who received 2 or more convictions for drunk driving before the date of enactment of this act may not be subject to removal for the commission of an aggravated felony pursuant to Section 237A2AII of the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1227A2AII, on the basis of such convictions until the date on which the alien is convicted of a drunk driving offense after such date of enactment. Sec 3703. sexual abuse of a minor. Section 101A43A8 U.S.C. 1101A43A is amended by striking murder, rape, or sexual abuse of a minor and inserting murder, rape, or sexual abuse of a minor, whether or not the minority of the victim is established by evidence contained in the record of conviction or by credible evidence extrinsic to the record of conviction. Section 3704, illegal entry. In general, section 275A U.S.C. 1325 is amended to read as follows. Sec. 275, illegal entry. In general, 1. Criminal offenses. An alien shall be subject to the penalties set forth in paragraph 2. If alien A. enters or crosses the border into the United States at any time or place other than as designated by the Secretary of Homeland Security, B. eludes examination or inspection by an immigration officer or customs or agriculture inspection at a port of entry, or C. enters or crosses the border to the United States by means of a knowingly false or misleading representation or the concealment of a material fact. 2. Criminal penalties. Any alien who violates any provision under paragraph 1, 8 shall for the first violation be fined under Title 18, United States Code, imprisoned not more than 12 months, or both. B. shall for a second or subsequent violation or following an order of voluntary departure be fined under such title, imprisoned not more than 3 years, or both. C. if the violation occurred after the alien had been convicted of 3 or more misdemeanors, with the convictions occurring on different dates, or of a felony for which the alien served a term of imprisonment of 15 days or more, shall be fined under such title, imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. And D. if the violation occurred after the alien had been convicted of a felony for which the alien was sentenced to a term of imprisonment of not less than 30 months, shall be fined under such title, imprisoned not more than 15 years, or both. 3. Prior convictions. The prior convictions described in subparagraph C and D of paragraph 2 are elements of offenses described in that paragraph, and the penalties in such subparagraphs shall apply only in cases in which the conviction or convictions that form the basis for the additional penalty are A. alleged in the indictment or information, and B. proven beyond a reasonable doubt at trial or admitted by the defendant under oath as part of a plea agreement. B. improper time or place. Civil penalties. Any alien no older than 18 years of age who is apprehended while knowingly entering, attempting to enter, or crossing, or attempting to cross a border to the United States at a time or place other than as designated by immigration officers shall be subject to civil penalty in addition to any criminal or other civil penalties that may be imposed under any other provision of law in an amount equal to 1. Not less than $250 or more than $5,000 for each such entry, crossing, attempted entry, or attempted crossing, or 2. Twice the amount specified in paragraph 1 if the alien had previously been subject to civil penalty under this subsection. C. Fraudulent marriage. An individual who knowingly enters into a marriage for the purpose of evading any provision of immigration laws shall be imprisoned for not more than 5 years, fine not more than $250,000, or both. D. Commercial enterprises. Any individual who knowingly establishes a commercial enterprise for the purpose of evading any provision of immigration laws shall be imprisoned for not more than 5 years, fined in accordance with Title 18, United States Code, or both. B. Clerical amendment. The table of contents is amended by striking the item relating to Section 275 and inserting the following. Sec. 275, illegal entry. See effective date. The amendments made by this section shall take effect 1 year after the date of enactment of this Act. Sec. 3705, reentry of removed alien. Section 276A U.S.C. 1326 is amended to read as follows. Sec. 276, reentry of removed alien. A. Reentry after removal. Any alien who has been denied admission, excluded, deported, or removed, or who has departed the United States while an order of exclusion, deportation, or removal is outstanding and subsequently enters, attempts to enter, crosses the border, attempts to cross the border, or is at any time found in the United States shall be fined under Title 18, United States Code, and imprisoned not more than 2 years. B. Reentry of criminal offenders. Notwithstanding the penalty provided in subsection A, if an alien described in that subsection 1. was convicted for 3 or more misdemeanors, with the convictions occurring on different dates before such removal or departure, the alien shall be fined under Title 18, United States Code, and imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. 2. Was convicted for a felony before such removal or departure for which the alien was sentenced to a term of imprisonment of not less than 30 months, the alien shall be fined under such title and imprisoned not more than 15 years, or both. 3. Was convicted for a felony before such removal or departure for which the alien was sentenced to a term of imprisonment of not less than 60 months, the alien shall be fined under such title and imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both. 4. Was convicted for 3 felonies, with the convictions occurring on different dates before such removal or departure, the alien shall be fined under such title and imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both. R. 5. Was convicted before such removal or departure for murder, rape, kidnapping, or felony offense described in Chapter 77 relating to peonage and slavery, or 113B relating to terrorism of such title, the alien shall be fined under such title and imprisoned not more than 20 years, or both. C. Re-entry after repeated removal. Any alien who has been denied admission, excluded, deported, or removed three or more times, and thereafter enters, attempts to enter, crosses the border, attempts to cross the border, to or is at any time found in the United States, shall be fined under Title 18, United States Code, and imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. T. Proof of prior convictions. The prior convictions described in subsection B are elements of offenses described in that subsection, and the penalties in such subsection shall apply only in cases in which the conviction or convictions that form the basis for the additional penalty are 1. Alleged in the indictment or information, and 2. Proven beyond a reasonable doubt at trial or admitted by the defendant under oath as part of the plea agreement. The affirmative defenses. It shall be an affirmative defense to violation of this section that 1. Prior to the alleged violation, the alien had sought and received the express consent of the Secretary of Homeland Security directly for admission into the United States, or 2. At the time of the prior exclusion, deportation, removal, or denial of admission alleged in the violation, the alien had not yet reached 18 years of age and had not been convicted of a crime or adjudicated a delinquent minor by a court of the United States or a court of a state or territory for conduct that would constitute a felony if committed by an adult. F. Limitation on collateral attack on underlying deportation order. In a criminal proceeding under this section, an alien may not challenge the validity of the deportation order described in subsection F or subsection C unless the alien demonstrates that 1. The alien exhausted any administrative remedies that may have been available to seek relief against the order. 2. The deportation proceedings at which the order was issued improperly deprived the alien of the opportunity for judicial review. And 3. The entry of the order was fundamentally unfair. G. Re-entry of alien removed prior to completion of term of imprisonment. Any alien removed pursuant to section 241A4 who enters, attempts to enter, crosses the border, attempts to cross the border, to or is at any time found in the United States, shall be incarcerated for the remainder of the sentence of imprisonment, which was pending at the time of deportation, without any reduction for parole or supervised release, unless the alien affirmatively demonstrates that the Secretary of Homeland Security has expressly consented to the alien's re-entry, or the alien is prima facie eligible for protection from removal. Such alien shall be subject to such other penalties relating to the reentry of removed aliens as may be available under this section or any other provision of law. H. Limitation. It is not aiding and abetting a violation of this section for an individual to provide an alien with emergency humanitarian assistance, including emergency medical care and food, or to transport the alien to a location where such assistance can be rendered without compensation or the expectation of compensation. I. Definitions in this section. 1. Felony. The term felony means any criminal offense punishable by a term of imprisonment of more than 1 year under the laws of the United States, any state, or foreign government. 2. Misdemeanor. The term misdemeanor means any criminal offense punishable by a term of imprisonment of not more than 1 year under the applicable laws of the United States, any state, or foreign government. 3. Removal. The term removal includes any denial of admission, exclusion, deportation, or removal, or any agreement by which an alien stipulates or agrees to exclusion, deportation, or removal. 4. State. The term state means a state of the United States, the District of Columbia, and any Commonwealth, territory, or possession of the United States.